Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll discuss how deployments affect our service members and their families during the holidays with the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
People across our state look to a minister of some kind to refresh them and guide them in their decisions. In the Minnesota National Guard, we look to our chaplain corps to provide ministry to our service members, no matter what their choice of religion is. Chaplains serve as advisors to commanders on unit morale, ethical climate, and the state of morals within the unit. Chaplains are a tool in the mental wellness kit for our service members and veterans. They have been there in some of the darkest times to help service members find a spiritual way to relook at the situation in front of them. I encourage veterans to tap into religious leaders as a means to heal the spiritual and mental wounds of war.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Since this is our annual holiday show, we thought we would start off with a different Christmas poem, A Soldier's Christmas, and the author is unknown. The embers glowed softly, and in their dim light, I gazed around the room, and I cherished the sight. My wife was asleep, her head on my chest, my daughter beside me, angelic in rest. Outside, the snow fell, a blanket of white, transforming the yard to a winter delight. The sparkling lights in the tree, I believe, completed the magic that was Christmas Eve. My eyelids were heavy, my breathing was deep, secure and surrounded by love, I would sleep. In perfect contentment, or so it would seem, so I slumbered. Perhaps I started to dream. The sound wasn't loud, and it wasn't too near, but I opened my eyes when it tickled my ear. Perhaps just a cough, I don't quite know. Then the sheer sound of footsteps outside in the snow. My soul gave a tremble, I struggled to hear, and I crept to the door just to see who was near. Standing out in the cold and the dark of the night, a lone figure stood, his face weary and tight. A soldier, I puzzled, some 20 years old, perhaps a Marine huddled here in the cold. Alone in the dark, he looked up and smiled, standing watch over me and my wife and my child. "What are you doing?" I asked without fear. "Come in this moment. It's freezing out here. Put down your pack, brush the snow from your sleeve. You should be at home on a cold Christmas Eve." For barely a moment, I saw his eyes shift away from the cold and the snow blown in drifts to the window that danced with the warm fire's light. Then he sighed and said, "It's really all right. I'm out here by choice. I'm here every night. It's my duty to stand the front of the line that separates you from the darkest of times. No one had to ask or beg or implore me. I'm proud to stand here like my fathers before me." My gramps died at Pearl on that day in December. Then he sighed, "That's a Christmas Graham always remembers." My dad stood his watch in the jungles of Nam, and now it's my turn, and so here I am. I've not seen my own son in more than a while, but my wife sends me pictures. He's sure got her smile. Then he bent and carefully pulled from his bag the red, white, and blue, an American flag. I can live through the cold and being alone, away from my family, my house, and my home. I can stand at my post through the rain and the sleet. I can sleep in a foxhole with little to eat. I can carry the weight of killing another or lay down my life with my sister and brother, who stand at the front against any and all to ensure that for all time that this flag will not fall. "So go back inside," he said, "harbor no fright, your family is waiting and I'll be all right." "But isn't there something I can do at least, give you money," I asked, "or prepare you a feast? It seems all too little for all that you've done, for being away from your wife and your son." Then his eye welled a tear that held no regret. "Just tell us you love us and never forget. To fight for our rights at home while we're gone, to stand your own watch, no matter how long. For when we come home, either standing or dead, to know you remember we fought and we bled, is payment enough, and with that we will trust that we mattered to you as you mattered to us." And with that poem, we thank all our service members, past, present, and future, for your dedication and service to our country. Merry Christmas to all. Pray for their safety and be thankful they stand between us and those who wish to harm us. Joining me today on this annual holiday program is my co-host for the day, Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. Chaplain, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here with you and look forward to spending this time together talking about the things that matter at this time of the year to soldiers and airmen and their families, the role that chaplains play, and certainly looking forward to sharing our experiences and insights with the listening audience.
Chaplain, I thought that poem would set the stage. We wanted to talk today a little bit about the sacrifices that our service members and their families make, and the fact that when they're deployed, not only does a service member have to deal with being away from home in the holidays, but the family sacrifice as well.
They do. Families don't get the training that our soldiers get. Families don't get the, the setup and the preparation and the planning. Really, they're just kind of thrown into this, and a lot of times it can be absolutely overwhelming. So it's great for us to come together and talk about ways that we can help during this time of the year. The other thing that poem does is it calls to mind the challenge that veterans have during this time of the year. It includes, our focus on our families, because we're so grateful to be with them after having spent time away. But at the same time, it reminds us of our battle buddies, that are deployed forward, or maybe those we were deployed with in the past, wondering, what are they doing at this time of the year, and thinking of them as much as we're thinking of our own family.
And Chaplain, for those listeners that might not have heard you on the show before, even though you're a frequent guest, you are the Joint Force Headquarters Minnesota Full-Time Support Chaplain and the 34th Infantry Division Operations Chaplain. You're involved with this, and you've been deployed yourself. You started out as, an infantryman and went out and got the calling and came back as a chaplain. You've got firsthand experience about being away from home.
I do. I remember as I was looking through some pictures recently, remembering my first holiday away from home was Thanksgiving 1990. I was in South Korea with an armored battalion. I was a forward observer, so I just got to clarify, it was the artillery and not the infantry, but that's okay. We'll let that one go.
Sorry, sir.
But the time away from family is very difficult, and yet the support I had from loved ones through cards, through phone calls, and like I mentioned a minute ago, the battle buddies, the people that were on my left and the right, those are things that get seared into your memory, and you can fall back on it this time of the year when it gets tough.
And Chaplain, as the full-time support chaplain, there are many, many resources available to help our deployed service members and their families.
Absolutely. Whether you're a service member who is deployed forward and you've got family back stateside, or you're just coming off of a deployment, or maybe you're getting ready for your next deployment, it's really tough to have a problem as a member of our organization and not have the opportunity to get help for whatever that problem is. Maybe it's a financial problem. Maybe it's a relational issue where you've just dug and you can't seem to find the answer. From family assistance centers to chaplains to strong bonds, marriage retreats, there are just unlimited resources, even financial challenges. The local family assistance center can help our service members through these challenges at this time of the year.
And Chaplain, we're going to talk some more about those resources in the next segment when we have on the your boss, Lieutenant Colonel Tim Martinson, the state chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard. But I wanted to ask you first, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, they're tough times for some folks, especially maybe our veterans that are living alone and some other people that are separated from their families. When they come to you for help, how do you deal with that, Chaplain?
Well, I think, Tom, the challenges come from perhaps a loss of hope. Okay, we all at some time in our life, because the playing field is level and people are people, regardless of rank, position, or occupation, we all struggle from time to time. Why one person struggles and another person with a similar issue maybe can't get through that struggle, we don't know. That's why we have caregivers and people who are providers and supporters. And they don't do it for the great hours or maybe even the great money. They do it because they care about people. At this time of the year, we can get focused maybe on the things that we don't have. As a parent, maybe I can't provide for my kids the amount of gifts that I'd like to give them. Or maybe I'm estranged from my spouse, and so I've lost hope in my relationships. Or I've lost a job, and I can't, provide for my family the way I want to. So you can focus on the things you don't have. But the reality is, those who get through the struggles are people who can focus on what they do have. They can stop and take inventory, take stock of their lives and kind of do some comparison, if you will. Things might not be great now, but I'm sure you can look back at a time in your life when things were a lot worse. Or you were perhaps deployed overseas, and this year you're home with your family and you've got a lot to be thankful for. So that's one thing that chaplains can do, is to help with some perspective as it relates to the struggling soldier, airman, Marine or sailor. And, you know, in my line of work, I come across them all, and it's a real honor to do what I do.
Well, it's great that we've got you and the rest of your chaplain corps out there to help anyone that's in need. Chaplain, on this show today, we're going to talk to the state chaplain in the second segment. In the third segment, we're going to talk to Chaplain Rick Rittmaster, who's deployed to Kuwait, about how our soldiers are doing over there. And in the fourth segment, we're going to talk to a military spouse and get their perspective. So I'm looking forward to talking about this entire topic and see if we can provide some hope for our listeners.
And on behalf of all of our unit ministry teams across the Minnesota National Guard, Tom, thank you for the ongoing support that you've provided to our organization. It's sure great to work together.
My pleasure, sir. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In today's show, we've been discussing how deployments affect our service members and their families during the holidays. And my co-host for the show is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. And Chaplain, I think we started that off pretty well. And right now, we've got a special gentleman on the line, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Tim Martinson, State Chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard. Chaplain Martinson, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, thanks, Tom, for having me on the show, and greetings to you and to all of our families and veterans during this festive season.
Hey, Sir Chaplain Wynn here. Since you're the boss, I want to let you know that I'm hard at work. I'm on the clock today here working with Tom to spread the good news of the Chaplain Corps and all that we do. I think what most people wouldn't know about you, sir, and we hope we can hear a little bit about your background, but people don't know that you grew up overseas, spent some time on a separate continent before you joined the Air Guard.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a missionary kid. My father was on the mission field in Cameroon, West Africa, and West Africa has obviously been in the news a lot lately. But it's it's an interesting ride on an interesting journey for each of us, you know, and where we end up and what we do for our life. But those formative years, yeah, my first 7 years were on the mission field in Africa.
Chaplain Martinson spent many years in the Minnesota Air National Guard as a wing chaplain up in Duluth before becoming the Joint Force Headquarters State Chaplain back in 2013 in the month of December. So just about a year's time frame, sir, you've been with us as the State Chaplain. We certainly appreciate your leadership.
You know, it's hard to believe it's been a year already since I put on the State Chaplain stole, but as I said then, and I still reiterate, it was a humbling experience. But I was very thankful for the competent leadership of the Corps that my predecessor, John Morris, left behind. And they've just been, contributing and showing their multifaceted expertise everywhere. And I'm just blessed to have this Corps of fit and trained professional clergy who are ready at a moment's notice, you know, to answer the call to the state and the nation.
Chaplain Martinson, I wonder if you could share with us how many members are there of the Minnesota National Guard Religious Support Team, and what is your overall mission?
Right. Well, let me just talk about the mission first. So our primary responsibility is to provide a competent and ready religious support staff and team, right, to the state and nation, to our service members, who are on orders all over the world, as you know, but also can be put on orders in our own backyard in the case of emergencies like wildfires or tornadoes. But we're probably more classically known as, you know, those forces that are war fighting and supporting those in the world stage. But, we have some interesting opportunities in the future now, too, to go into humanitarian missions supporting perhaps missions like USAID in Guinea or Sierra Leone, maybe, you know, Liberia. So my primary responsibility really is to provide a force right now, in the state of Minnesota, we have roughly, I'd say, 30 chaplains and 30 chaplain assistants who are ready to answer that call, and what an honor it is to represent them as the state chaplain.
Chaplain Martinson, as our regular listeners know, we've got about 14,000 soldiers and airmen in the Minnesota National Guard, and since September 11, 2001, they've been busy, they've been deploying, they've been all over the world, and your chaplains go right along with them.
Yeah, we sure do, and we've been busy in the past, and we expect to be busy in the future as well. But one thing that I'm very proud of is to partner with you, this radio station, and this Beyond the Yellow Ribbon community campaign. Really provides an excellent opportunity for Minnesotans to support our service members and their families during their deployments or throughout the whole range of the deployment cycle. So we continue to support our troops overseas, but also, you know, raise awareness for those who are home side as well.
You know, Chaplain Martinson mentioned that our chaplains and chaplain assistants stand ready to deploy at a moment's notice, you know, to answer the call to our state and nation. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a chaplain or a chaplain assistant that's been in the Guard for 5 years or longer that hasn't deployed. So just as regularly as, you know, our soldiers and airmen deploy, chaplains go right along with them. And really their mission is to leave, just like everyone else, all the comforts of home, their faith community, their family, their loved ones. And they are called to be the pillar of spiritual resilience for a group of 600 or more people at an austere environment for a year or longer. So as much as deployments are difficult for soldiers and airmen, don't think that chaplains aren't affected by deployment as well. And they've got to sit in there and get their manage their own resilience, social, spiritual, family, emotional, and physical resilience to continue to do what they do for those that are deployed forward.
Chaplain Wynn knows as well as I do those challenges, and I'm really thankful that you have it, providing an opportunity for Chaplain Rittmaster to come in on the show as well a little later. But having been deployed myself to Kuwait, I understand what that means to be gone on holidays and the effects that has had on me and my family, as well as all those who have deployed. So it is it's a time that brings up a lot of feelings and emotions that are very complex that we deal with, but are trained to deal with as well. And so we continue to provide, you know, counseling services for those who need that help.
We're speaking with Minnesota National Guard Chaplains Tim Martinson and Buddy Wynn on Minnesota Military Radio. Chaplain Martinson, with 14,000 soldiers and airmen, you must have to minister to a wide range of denominations when you're deployed.
We do. We live in a pluralistic world. We have a wide cultural diversity in our state, and it provides us an opportunity to expand ourselves. You know, as we look around, our community and the religious community that's there, we embrace, you know, all of that. It's hard on our core. Our core is predominantly Christian, and so as we look into our communities, we are always looking for religious engagements with other faith backgrounds to help us in our diversity, to understand the religious needs that our service members have.
Chaplain, when you're deployed at this time of year, and you have been, you not only have to take care of yourself, but you have to minister to those soldiers and airmen that are deployed with you. How difficult is it for them when they're overseas on some mission?
Well, as anyone that deploys knows, work takes over everything. And so people, try to do many different things to take the feeling and emotion out of the season, and so they'll work themselves longer periods of time because there's always a desk that they can occupy, and that sometimes is good for some people, and sometimes it just puts on more stress. And so, you know, that time of year is an opportunity for those who are, you know, feeling that burden to come and spend some time. And it's interesting how the services, the worship services that are conducted for our service members overseas, you know, during the holiday seasons, just have a different richness to them. They do tend to be, a motivating force, as they go through that season without their loved ones.
Chaplain Martinson, we've just got about a minute left. In the next segment, we're going to talk with Chaplain Rittmaster, who's deployed to Kuwait. He's waiting on the line to talk with us. And do you have any final thoughts for us as the state chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, sir?
Well, just what a blessing it is to represent the diversity and culture of this state, both in their religious convictions and the way in which we embrace our understanding of God. It is really a privilege to represent that diversity and to be a part of my unique, religious background, in my own church here. Not only do I serve as, the state chaplain, I'm also just a parish pastor. And And during the season of Christmas, for me, I am renewed in my faith. As those who are celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and other backgrounds this time of year.
Chaplain, thanks for joining us today on our annual holiday show.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
That was Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Tim Martinson, the state chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Chaplain Rittmaster from Camp Bering, Kuwait.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking about how deployments affect our service members and their families during the holidays, and we're going to get back to that with Chaplain Rick Rittmaster from Kuwait in just a moment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelleteau.
The show this week will have special meaning for many veterans. We'll be visiting with the chaplains who have served our soldiers while they were in combat. As every combat vet knows, with those experiences, we bring back memories and feelings that we must deal with. This is very, very important that we reach out to all veterans and thank them for their service. And to all veterans who have been there, done that, I will say to you, as I say to many others, this too, while you'll never forget it, is something that we will deal with, we will understand, and we will continue to reach out and help each other. The best thing all veterans can do is take care of their fellow veterans and care for their families and live the life that we've been allowed to live following our experiences. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelleteau. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As we've said earlier, my co-host today is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn, and we've been talking about how deployments affect our service members and their families during the holidays. And joining us now to give us some firsthand news on how our soldiers are doing in Kuwait is Chaplain Major Rick Rittmaster. Chaplain Rittmaster, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Chaplain, I think we're keeping you up late tonight, and I appreciate you joining us. How's everything going with the 34th Cab in Camp Bering, Kuwait?
Well, it's going well here. We've been very busy, and that's just kind of the nature of the deployment. So people have been pretty much preoccupied with their work, but you know, we try to get some time off, and part of that, of course, is to celebrate Christmas, and then we have just finished up Hanukkah as well. So you know, it's this kind of time of year where people's thoughts of home come out and give them an opportunity to express their own, you know, religious sensibilities and through chapel services and so forth. So it's been a busy time.
Rick, this is Chaplain Wynn. Hey, it's great to hear your voice. You sound tired, as any good chaplain should, as you've been over in Kuwait for a number of months. Hey, for those that don't know and might think that you're out on an outpost kind of in the middle of the desert with the sand blowing by, tell us about where you're at, your conditions, kind of your working environment, and even talk a little bit about the weather and how that impacts your mission.
Yeah. Well, honestly, the weather here is pretty nice right now. It's cool in the morning, and it gets up in the 70s during the day. So that really hasn't been much of an issue. You know, Camp Bering's been here for a number of years, and they've got a number of amenities here. You know, there's a Burger King and a few other fast food places, but of course they also have a dining facility, which food is good here, and you know, gives us everything we need. So it's not bad. You know, we've got a number of different kind of living arrangements here. We're in trailers, and that's nice. Some of the more transient soldiers who were in and out for 2 or 3 weeks at a time are intense, but the amenities are not bad for being out in the middle of the desert. We're well taken care of.
Rick, one of the great things about Minnesota is the support that great Minnesotans send in the direction of our service members deployed overseas. How is the 34th Cab and two of the 147 Aviation sitting for support, specifically care packages?
Well, people have been wonderful about that. We've gotten quite a few packages and more than one for every soldier, let's put it that way. So people have been really generous, and it's been fun to open those up. In fact, we got so many now, I think we're probably got as much as we can use for a while. And it's been very nice, you know, to know that people are thinking about us and they take the time to put these things together. And I know that there's been quite a few church groups and a variety of different groups that put a lot of time and effort into it. We appreciate the Christmas card that we received and the goodie bags. And we're going to have a little celebration here in a couple of days with our company, and we'll be using those items as well. So it's really very heartwarming, really appreciate it.
Chaplain, good to hear that the Yellow Ribbon programs back here are taking good care of our soldiers while you're deployed. Now, it's my understanding, we were over there a couple of years ago and did a show from there, but your soldiers fall into a pretty good routine, and as you said, they might put in too many hours, but it gives them something to do. And how are they physically and mentally? Are they in pretty good shape? Are they weathering the deployment well?
Yeah, I think our particular brigade is more mature in terms of age and so forth. And, you know, we all have our problems, but a good physical regimen seems to help a lot. People are eating well. And, you know, as long as you're focused on your work and you're able to talk to your families, you know, maybe once a day, and you get the food and the rest, you can go quite a ways. So it's been pretty good. I've been pleased with how the brigade has been working. It's a very good team. I'm grateful to be a part of it, and we've got a great command as well. So that all that stuff adds together and makes for a pretty good situation in some austere conditions.
Chaplain, with technology today, it's fairly easy to stay in contact with your families, but I'm sure that the soldiers still would wish they were home for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, those type of things. How are they handling the holidays on deployment?
Well, I think like Chaplain Martins had said, you know, people just really kind of lose themselves in their work, and it never seems like we can get it all done, so there's not enough hours in the day, and in a way, that's it's a blessing, because then we're not thinking about all the stuff that we're missing. On the other end, then we have to be creative, too, you know, in terms of how we're going to try and celebrate with our families. I know with my kids, we have to carve out some times, and because it's, you know, it's such a different time difference, that it's hard sometimes to work that out. But we managed to do it. We have phone conversations, a lot of emails, and Skype and so forth. So we get it done.
Chaplain Rittmaster, we're, again, just so grateful to have you today, and appreciate some recent Facebook posts that showed that, you know, as a Protestant pastor, you don't just provide for the spiritual needs of Protestant soldiers, but recently there was a Hanukkah celebration in Kuwait. What role did your unit ministry team have with about a minute left to talk? Tell us about that.
Well, we had some help with the RSENT command, and they brought in a Navy chaplain who was a rabbi. And what's really cool about this chaplain, and I didn't realize it until after he left, but somebody told me his home congregation is back in the Twin Cities, Bethel congregation, and I believe his mother is a member there still. So that was a very cool connection. And, you know, we got a good collegiality among the chaplains and try to support one another and make sure that our soldiers get the information out for when these variety of different religious events are taking place. So, you know, it's fun to be a part of a team where you're representing a lot of different faith groups, and, you know, it's our job is to make sure that the religious freedoms of our soldiers are being maintained.
So really, chaplains continue to espouse the concept of cooperation without compromise.
Yep, that's absolutely it. Yeah, and you know, when we minister in our own faith traditions, and then we try to find resources for those of us, for those of our soldiers who are of other traditions, and it seems to work out pretty well.
Chaplain, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to visit with us today.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. God's blessings to you. Merry Christmas, and you enjoy the weather back there.
It's not a white Christmas so far, Chaplain, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, when the sand comes in, it'll be kind of like mine then.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
That was Chaplain Rick Rittmaster, the Brigade Chaplain of the 34th Cav from Camp Baring, Kuwait, on Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we'll talk to a military spouse about how it feels from the family side on deployments during the holidays. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and on today, we've been joined by my co-host, the Major Buddy Chaplain, Buddy Wynn, and we've been talking about how deployments affect our service members and their families. And in this segment, we've got a special guest in the studio today, and Chaplain Wynn, I'm going to let you introduce her.
Well, we're honored today to have Lieutenant Colonel Barb Pasernik, who works full-time down in the 133rd Air Wing, and she's a part of the Air National Guard. And she spent some time at the Joint Force Headquarters in St. Paul before moving to her current assignment. But what's unique about Lieutenant Colonel Pasernik is she is married to Lieutenant Colonel Mike Pasernik, who is the Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander here in the Minnesota National Guard.
Well, Colonel Barb Pasernik, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. What a pleasure it is to be here today.
Well, it's interesting. Now we've got someone from the air side. We were always talking to these Army people in here, but you're married to an Army guy. How does that work?
Wow. Challenging. All good, though. He knows what is the better service to be in, and I remind him of that often. So,
Go Air National Guard. Go Air National Guard. Well, Colonel, we wanted to have you in today as you've been sitting in listening. We've been talking about deployments and how they affect our service members and their families, and we've gotten to meet some of our terrific chaplains here in the Minnesota National Guard. But from your side of it, what we wanted to talk about was the family side. And I understand that you were married before you married Colonel Mike, and he was married before he married Colonel Barb. I got that straight. So he came with the family, and you came with the family, and then you got married some years ago. And so you've got yours and his. And he was deployed a few years ago.
Yes, he was.
Where did he go?
He went to Kuwait.
And he was going to be gone for a year?
Yes. And we knew about a year in advance that he was going to be deployed, which can work both on a positive front for planning purposes, but it can also create a lot of stress, knowing that with every day that goes by, next year at this time, you're not going to be together. And so although it gives you time to prepare for the long journey ahead, it also comes with it some anxiety and stress.
So you had a little cloud hanging there for a year while you were preparing for this deployment.
We did.
You know, Colonel Pasernik says, you know, it's a year, and I think that can be quite a misnomer, because for the service member who's going to deploy, as soon as you know that you're going to be going, there's a switch that flips inside. It's an emotional switch, and it's a defense mechanism, and you have to throw it, and it's almost an immediate wall that goes up between you and the people you love the most, because you can't fathom the thought of being gone from them. Yet, if you think about that, it'll prevent you from being able to do your job effectively. So even though it's a year boots on the ground, so to speak, or a year that you're out the door, the impact is much greater. And then as Colonel Pasernik and I talked about before the show, you know, it affects you long after the deployment. So this is a lifelong impact.
So as soon as you know you have to go, it's your duty, and you're going to go do your job, and you're proud to go do it, but immediately you're feeling guilty because you're going to be away from your family.
It's a dichotomy. As soon as the balloon goes up, so to speak, you're pulled, and that remains until you come home, and then for some time after you come home, because your family's found a new way of moving forward, as have you, and you got to find a way to reconcile that.
So did you feel that kind of screen going up as soon as he knew?
I sure did. And it's almost you have to compartmentalize your emotions and focus as to what is coming ahead. And so we were in busy mode for that year, planning as to how was I going to do everything back home while he was going to be separated and focusing on his service to his country, which we uniquely both serve in that capacity. So I knew what he was to some degree going to be facing, and he knew what I was going to be facing, and the challenges of how do you communicate, how do you take care of the roles and responsibilities of what you both had home station here, is a lot to take in, and you do your necessary steps to get those things lined up. But the emotional part kind of gets compartmentalized, and so you can go through a flux of emotions all the way leading up to and during, and especially post the deployment.
So, Colonel, being in your position, and of course your husband being a colonel in the Army National Guard, you're both well aware of all the resources available to help. Did you make use of some of those?
I did. We did. We did. Before we went to a Strong Bonds opportunity, which is focused event weekend just for the two of you. Awesome opportunity. I would encourage all couples, either preparing for deployment or just doing your service home station, to take advantage of. I also, of course, when Mike deployed shortly thereafter, dealt with the flooding of our basement, and I didn't know much about how to deal with something of this nature. And so you pull the resources, you reach out to the resources that the military offers you. And without any delay, they were right there to help make it much easier for me to deal with on my own.
So that was the Family Readiness people and the Yellow Ribbon programs?
Yes, Yellow Ribbon.
It's a great story that I recall from a previous person's deployment, where someone had a water heater that went out. And by the end of the day, the Yellow Ribbon community that was bringing this support together had to turn away 4 brand new water heaters because the response was so sudden and thorough.
Well, that's kind of fun.
It's a good problem to have.
But they jumped in and helped you through that crisis.
They sure did.
How did your husband feel when he found out about it?
He felt guilty because
sure.
He wasn't there to help me through it, but he knew that I had the resources available and trusted that I'd be able to get through that time, and we did.
Now, Barb, before the show, we talked about the fact that when I was in Vietnam, that we didn't have the telecommunications we had today, and the only way we knew anything was going on was by mail or the Red Cross. We've got technology today. He knew everything every day, didn't he?
He sure did.
And so did you. Do you think that's good or bad?
It can be good in one sense. You get to see that person every single day and know that they're still alive and well, and vice versa. But it can also, again, open that door of emotions, which can be very challenging. Every time you say goodbye, it's another goodbye you have to go through.
Chaplain?
Zenica Pasnik, I want to ask you, this is kind of a tough question, but I think it's real to those who endure deployment or those who might be facing their first deployment away from their spouse. Did you ever feel like you were kind of all alone, that nobody understood what you were going through, and you just maybe didn't want to get out of bed that day? Did you ever feel that way, number one? And number two, what did you do about it?
Very good question, Chaplain Nguyen. Yes, it was a challenge to get up, and you do feel alone to some degree, but you knew you weren't the only one in this position. And if I ever felt that I couldn't go on, I just had to dig down deeper and reach out. Sometimes all it took was a simple conversation with someone just to express some of the emotions that you were having, or to have a conversation with no other impacts. And so I guess I would say the biggest thing is to don't take on a deployment time apart alone.
Yeah, the Guard is a family, and that's true whether you're, you know, the spouse of a deployed individual, or if you're a dual service couple like you and Colonel Mike Pasternak.
And Colonel, how were the holidays when he was gone? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, was it tougher than tough?
It was, but we had that technology in which we could Skype and share with Mike the family and friends that were gathered around, and get an opportunity to say hi and happy holidays.
And the children, the combined children from that you were taking care of, how did they feel about him being gone for a year?
You know, kids, they're resilient. And although they very much so missed their dad and their stepdad, they knew that they could see him on Skype and communicate with them via email and know that he was coming home.
And Colonel, one last question. There's more deployments coming up. For those military spouses that are going to be staying home and have a spouse deploying, what advice would you give them?
Again, I go back to that. Don't be afraid to reach out. Don't go through this alone. There are many resources available, whether it be your community, your family, your coworkers. But the military Yellow Ribbon program is certainly an entity that should be reached out.
Colonel Pasternak, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Chaplain Nguyen, we got about a minute left. Any final thoughts about deploying during the holidays and how the Minnesota National Guard takes care of our soldiers, airmen, and their families?
Well, Tom, I've spent a couple of years overseas away from my family over 2 deployments, and what I bring away from that experience and bring back to those who might be struggling during the holidays, whether you're with your family or without your family, you're someone who just got out of the military, maybe you got out 20, 25 years ago. You know, in spite of our ability to endure war and to make it home, you know, our combat experience and our service in uniform, while great, should not be the greatest thing that we ever accomplish. I believe that those experiences should be the platform for the next great thing that we're going to do. And with that view in mind, there's always hope. You know, I'm not mad at anybody's hat, but if your hat at the end of the bar at the VFW, the American Legion, has your, you know, your combat service, and that's the greatest thing you ever do, then you've peaked. And I just believe that your service in uniform has set you up for the next great season of your life and that your best days are ahead of you.
Chaplain, one of the things that I'm thankful for this year is that there's an amazing number of resources available today that weren't there 40 years ago for our service members and their families.
Absolutely. Colonel Pasternak talked about strong bonds retreats. That's something that National Guard chaplains make available. We've got family assistance centers in 13 locations across the state. That's a first call for help. You know, and all of that information can be accessed on the Minnesota Military Radio, our website, as well as the beyondtheyellowribbon.org website. Chaplains are always available for crisis support. We've got 63 communities across the state. I think I got that number right, where the cities are certified as Yellow Ribbon cities, and they've got networks. So again, if the water heater breaks, if the car stops working, if you know the driveway needs to be shoveled, there are people who are standing by ready to provide that support at little or no cost to the family.
Chaplain Wynn, thanks for joining us today on our annual holiday show. I'm looking forward to doing this again next year.
I do too as well, Tom, and thank you so much for the chance to join you today.
Thank you, sir. Joining me now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Tim Leonhardt. Tim, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Tim, if you've been listening to the show, you've been here with us in the studio today, so you know this is our annual holiday show, and we've been talking about how all these deployments in the last decade or so have affected our soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard and their families. And, of course, every time they go and every time they come back, the Minnesota Patriot Guard is there.
We are. We try to be there when they leave, and we try to be there when they come home. It's an honor to see them coming home, and it's an honor for us to be there when they leave.
And, of course, we've heard from a lot of those soldiers and airmen, and they really appreciate the fact that your riders get up at all hours of the night and day to say goodbye when they're going and to welcome them home.
Well, they're up all hours of the day and doing what they do, and we need to be there to make sure that they know that the people of their nation appreciate what they do.
And it's all about honor,
dignity,
duty,
and respect.
Tim, who's eligible to become a Patriot Guard writer?
Anyone's eligible. Just need a 3x5 flag, a pole, and a way to get there.
And when it comes to December and January, you're stuck in a cage just like
we
me.
We got cages, but that's all right.
In the summertime, you can ride your motor scooters.
Yeah, anybody's eligible. They don't have to have a motorcycle. You don't have to be a veteran. You just have to go to our website and sign up. We'll let you know what's going on.
Tim, I know you've got a Christmas message for us from the Minnesota Patriot Guard. You want to give it to us?
I do. You know, besides having the great honor of standing a silent flag line for our fallen heroes as invited guests of the family, the Minnesota Patriot Guard has the honor and privilege to be there when our nation's warriors deploy and come home. Along with our honor of doing a flag line, the Minnesota Patriot Guard financially supports other organizations that support our military, like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and the Minnesota Military Appreciation Fund, with the donations that we receive from individuals, businesses, and other groups. The only fundraiser we do is the Patriot Guard, Patriot Ride, which I believe is the largest motorcycle ride showing military support in the Midwest. We are a silent group. We do get some special enjoyment when we make regular visits to our state's veterans' homes, where we set up special events for holidays during the rest of the year. We provide bingo games for the residents. The military are our heroes of our nation. The Minnesota Patriot Guard believes in making sure that those serving know that the people of their nation appreciate what they do protecting our freedoms.
Tim, thanks for joining us on today's holiday show.
Thank you, and happy holidays to all our airmen and soldiers.
That was Tim Leonhardt from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. My co-host, Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Tim Martinson, Chaplain Major Rick Rittmaster, Lieutenant Colonel Barb Pasternak, Tim Leonhardt from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Commissioner Larry Shellett over the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we have our annual Year in Review show with the Minnesota National Guard, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.